A Tale of a Drug Deal Gone Bad, No Country for Old Men was named Best Picture. Brothers Ethan and Joel Coen shared the honor of Best Director for the film and earned Oscars for its screenplay, which was adapted from a novel by Cormac McCarthy. Joel Coen said the brothers have made films since they were youngsters in Minnesota.
Honestly, what we do now doesn't feel that much different from what we were doing then. We're really thrilled to have received it, and we're very thankful to all of you out there for letting us continue to play in our corner of the sandbox.
The pair previously won the original screenplay Oscar for their 1996 film Fargo. Javier Bardem was named Best Supporting Actor for his role as a psychopathic killer in No Country for Old Men. Backstage, he praised the other actors in his category.
Who should win? I don't know. This is a lottery. I won. That doesn't mean that I am better than the other one, that the rest at all. That's for sure.
Bardem is from Spain, and other Europeans also won top acting honors. Helen Mirren announced the winner for Best Actor.
And the Oscar goes to Daniel Day-Lewis, and There Will Be Blood.
Britain's Daniel Day-Lewis was favored to win for his role as a ruthless prospector in The Tale of the California Oil Boom. He thanked the film's director, Paul Thomas Anderson.
I hope that all those to whom I owe and whom I feel the deepest gratitude will forgive me if I say just simply, thank you, Paul.
French actress Marielle Cotillard was named Best Actress for portraying singer Edith Piaf in the French-language film La Vie en Rose.
Thank you, life. Thank you, love. And it is true, there is some angels in this city. Thank you so, so much.
Backstage, she was still excited.
Feels so good. I'm totally overwhelmed with joy and sparkles and fireworks and everything which goes like bomb, bomb, bomb.
Britain's Tilda Swinton was named Best Supporting Actress for her role as a ruthless corporate attorney in the thriller Michael Clayton. The Austrian film The Counterfeiters, A Tale of Nazi-Era Europe, won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. And screenwriter Diablo Cody, a former exotic dancer, won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay for Juno, the hit comedy about a pregnant teenager. The Oscar presentation was a night of celebration, coming shortly after the end of a 3-month writer's strike. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.